I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, JP, and the birthday boy, Eric Bickle.
Thank you.
48.
I have to say I hate birthdays.
You just reached second base, Eric Bickle.
96.
You're standing firmly on second base if you make it to 96.
I feel like the bar, I think we should all shoot for 100. Of course, we're all going to come up short.
100.
You want me to shoot for 96? I want to shoot for 100.
Nick, 96 is solid.
96 is incredible. I'd trade everything. If you guaranteed me 96... Of course,
now,
you're taking the deal.
Those last 16 years are probably going to be hurting for the most part, if you make it that long.
It depends.
80 to 96, I'm guessing you just can't be that silly. You just can't.
I think 80 to 90, not so bad. Just a personal experience with my grandmother.
Yeah.
The last 5 or 6 years, I think she passed away at 96.
Mm-hmm.
Those were a little rougher, but even those 5 or 6 years, she was in a wheelchair. Most of the time, she was happy.
Yeah. I have a very, very close relative who you all know who's an art monk, and she's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
She's doing great.
Good for her.
96
good for
is
that
another,
person.
That's
now,
another
96,
animal.
That's another animal.
Another level.
My grandmother passed at 97, and she was miserable for like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather be miserable on Earth than
right.
Just
than the alternative.
Oh, well, yeah. We definitely hit death and dongs in the first hour of the show.
Yeah. I mean,
birthdays are just the worst.
3 hours left to talk about the Divas game.
Now they are. Now they are.
Yeah. Well, starting at 40. I've hated everyone since 40.
Yep.
So I wanted to bring up this topic about Tom Brady. So Brady loses his third Super Bowl out of 8 Super Bowl trips. He's gone 5-3. And some people are pointing out that he didn't shake hands with Nick Foles following the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Tom Brady was a sore loser? You can chime in at 800-636-1067. Drab came in and gave me pictures from the last 4 or 5 Super Bowls. And you see the losing quarterback last year, Matt Ryan, approaching Tom Brady, shaking his hand.
Maybe Tom's just upset about the news about what's in Nick Foles' pants.
You see,
can't handle it.
The losing quarterback, Cam Newton, who was criticized, going up to Peyton Manning and actually smiling as he approaches Peyton Manning when Peyton won the Super Bowl. The year before that, Russell Wilson lost the heartbreaker to Tom Brady. He went out and shook hands with Tom Brady. And the year before that, Peyton lost to Russell Wilson and shook Russell Wilson's hand.
Yeah,
so
they usually do.
It's a tradition, and Tom Brady just left the field.
Well,
apparently.
This is what I'll say. Well, he didn't leave the field immediately. He did shake hands with some of the players.
He just didn't find Nick Foles.
I'm going to say that he has nothing against Nick Foles personally. It was probably just nuts on the field.
Well, did you see how hard it
crazy
was?
He
shook the coaches hands to find each other?
Yeah. He shook hands with some of the players. He just wanted to get out of there.
Plus, the media is probably grabbing Nick Foles for the post-game interview.
I mean, he didn't go out of his way to look for Foles now. All right, so it's. But I don't think he has anything against Foles. I think he just...
Right.
He might probably looked up for him for 5 seconds, didn't see him, shook some other hands, and got out of there.
I watched a little of the press or two afterwards. I've said this for years. I think there are double standards. A lot of it goes along racial lines. People don't want to hear that, but it's true. Cam Newton got crushed for his presser after losing the Super Bowl. Now, he did shake Peyton Manning's hand, and he was kind of bratty in that particular presser, but it seems like some guys get a pass. Tom Brady can yell at his offensive line and receivers on the sideline, and people won't really criticize him. Go, look at him. He's a gamer. Look at what a leader he is. And then Cam Newton does the same thing, and he gets crushed. Crushed.
Well, Cam should get crushed for the way he acts in press conferences.
I don't care
about how they act on the field. I care about how they treat the media after games. That's where you really show your true colors. Drabby, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think Brady shook hands after he changed. There's a photo of him and Barnett when he's in his clothes you wore to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fletcher Cox said that, well, after the game, they shook hands in the tunnel. But I haven't seen any photos of him shaking any players' hands on the field.
Oh, so he got off the field real quick and then shook hands
afterwards.
He
sprinted off the field, yeah.
Well, it was – I saw the coaches trying to find each other, Belichick trying to find Peterson. It was chaos. And I think if I just lost the Super Bowl and it was chaos like that, and I saw some of the other Patriots, they were trying to get all the streamers or whatever it was off their body.
Confetti, yeah.
You just lose the Super Bowl, last play. I could see myself walking off in a huff. If you want to call me bad sport, you can. Does Cam Newton get a bad rap? Maybe sometimes he does. I know where people are going with that, but I think Cam Newton sometimes – I mean, so is Tom. Tom's a douche sometimes too, though. He's a douche on the field. I don't know.
So
I know where you're going with the Cam stuff. That's like a black thing.
I'll say that. I think there is an element of that.
Yeah.
That sometimes
– there might be an element of it.
I think there's an element of just, look, press and – everybody has favorites, and Tom Brady's one of the favorites, so they're going to give him a pass for almost anything.
But isn't Tom kind of known for being a douche? I mean, I kind of know Tom as being a douche, too.
Yeah, but the way that the press portrays what he does, what you say is douchey, they portray it as leadership. Whereas other guys can do the exact same thing, and it's not portrayed as leadership. Well, that's what I find to be the double standard.
Here's a picture of him hugging one of the Eagles players. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, reports say that he did take photos with Fletcher Cox on the field following the game.
Yeah.
It's just he didn't shake hands with – I guess that's become a tradition. The quarterbacks shake hands after the game. At least in the last four games, you look at the photos, and, I mean,
are people
a couple
really
of those
upset
guys
by it?
Are heartbroken. I mean, Russell Wilson, I'll say that is super class. Russell Wilson – lost the game in the final seconds.
Right.
And he went out and found Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Manning has his helmet on when he sees Russell Wilson, which looks odd. Because that game was what? I mean, it was a blowout.
The other thing about that is, you know, you're going to get bombarded with media, too.
Right.
Right? Especially if you're Tom Brady.
If you're on the winning side, you're definitely going to get.
Right,
the media's going to crush
but
you.
But they're going to come after Tom Brady, too,
right,
and get in his face. With, you know, he doesn't like cameras in his face,
mm-hmm,
so he probably just wanted to get out of there. He probably intended on meeting Foles after the game, but just didn't.
If you want to give us your thoughts, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister line. I'll tell you, I've always rooted against Tom Brady, and I've told you this before. I don't think any of you guys are watching it. Tom versus Time is really well done. It's good. They have different chapters. So you can watch one, which is called the emotional game. There's one, which is the physical game. One called...
Right. From what you see from Tom Brady, does he come across as someone who's a sore loser?
He loses so infrequently, it's tough to tell. But I would say no.
I mean,
I watched the press conference afterwards, and you know, he went through his 15 minutes. Everybody's got to go through those 15 minutes, and people complain about it.
Yeah.
I didn't find him to be effusive.
Yeah, I mean, this is social media monsters coming after him. That's stupid.
I just don't know. I mean, if you think that Tom Brady is some sort of darling of the media, I don't think of him that way.
There's a picture here.
Are you kidding
now,
me?
He is.
I really don't.
He is a darling of the media.
Hey, I think he's darling of the fans. I know everyone thinks he's so handsome, and everyone talks about him as being made the greatest quarterback of all time. But I think he's isn't he almost universally known as a douche? I think of him that way.
Not when you watch announcers.
Yeah.
You watch
guys
games
to cover him. Well.
I think they're fawning over his talent. They're not fawning over
his personality. I think people
but
generally
they don't take
understand
shots at his personality. They don't take shots at him.
Here's a picture of him shaking hands with Derek Barnett. Now, he's already dressed, so obviously it's not on the field.
Well, that's what everyone's referring to, the stuff afterwards.
But you don't have to do that.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he avoided the Eagles players.
No, and the guy said how great he was.
I like what they do at the Stanley Cup. I will say that. That's got to be brutal. If you lose the Stanley Cup and you still got to get in line and shake hands.
Yeah, I think they do that after every NHL postseason series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball,
that's brutal. It's rough.
Season, pretty much final out. We've seen it with the Nationals. A couple guys might stay in there and watch a celebration.
Yep.
Everybody else goes back into their locker room.
I heard Giselle was actually congratulating Eagles players, too. She stopped and talked to every player she saw in the tunnel.
That's nice of her to do that.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do that.
I mean, they weren't happy they lost the game.
Of course
no chance
not.
Brady was happy.
Right.
So he's not going to go up and dap up every Eagles player.
I find it weird in the NBA, like in college basketball, they still do the old lineup.
Right.
You know, like we do as kids. But the NBA, They just leave.
Well, those guys, they'll hug each other. Like last night at the end of the Wiz Pacers game, the game was over. Bradley Beal came across the line, set the ball down with like 6 seconds left, and then everybody's just hugging on the court. Mm-hmm. And shaking each other's hands, and then they go their separate way.
I'm a guy who watches like NBA Finals, watches all that stuff. I'll stay up late. A lot of times they just bolt. Except for like the top players, like when LeBron is lost, he'll seek guys, or right. The guys on the other team will seek LeBron. But a lot of times they just bolt. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Remember the Pistons did that when they played the Lakers?
They walked in front of Jordan.
It was the Bulls, right?
There was still time on the clock.
Eastern Conference Finals.
That was a disrespectful thing.
Yes, it was.
They did it with time on the clock.
Hey, let's go to Jay in Columbia. Jay, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing, man? I'm just listening to you guys, and I'm about to throw up in my car. Just the excuses you guys are making for Brady. If this was Newton, if this was somebody else, you guys would be, oh, he's arrogant. It takes 2 seconds to – come on, guys. This is the Super Bowl. You look for the quarterback, and you shake his hand. If any other guy did this, you guys would be going crazy.
Well, all I can tell you is I think
only Cam Newton because I don't like him.
Yeah, I think they're both douches. So what do you want me to tell you, Jay? I think Tom Brady is a douche.
Why are you making excuses for Brady? Oh, you couldn't find him. It's chaos. Oh, his wife's sick. Everybody's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, look at his wife.
I'm not making excuses for him. I think
you've seen Cam Newton act like a little child in the press conference. Okay. Don't give him a pass. Brady doesn't act like that in press conferences.
Doesn't LA that in press conference?
No, he doesn't. I've never seen it. Have you seen it? I haven't seen that.
Okay. I watched the press conference afterwards. It wasn't impressive. It wasn't maybe as bad as Cam's, but. He just said it sucks.
I'm just saying be fair. That's all.
I think I am being fair. We don't know. Okay. We don't know if he tried to look for Foles. I don't know. You know he is. You can't tell me that you watch Cam Newton. Hold on. You can't tell me that you watch Cam.
But call out Brady too. Brady could have stopped and shook Foles' hand. Come on, man.
He definitely
could have. He didn't go out of his way to look for Foles. I agree, but. He went out of his way to shake other players' hands. I don't know. I don't know what happened in the tunnel.
Are people really upset about it?
This guy is.
Really get fired up about it?
This guy is.
Apparently, there are no photos of him shaking Eli's hand either.
What?
I wasn't upset, really. And then you guys start making so many excuses. Then I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Why are you guys not calling out Brady for being an a-hole?
I'm not making excuses. I agree that there's a double standard. And Drab says that there are no pictures of him shaking Eli's hands after the losses to the Giants.
All right, maybe
he shakes hands when he wins.
All right, so he's
that's
a sore loser.
Sure. They have pictures of Brady shaking hands 5 times when he's won.
Well, I know Cam Newton's a sore loser. I do know that
he's 0-3 when he's lost.
I'll compare him. Come on,
let's go to Brett in Baltimore. Is it Brett?
Hey, Brett.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Look, come on, guys, cut it out. Tom Brady, if it was any other quarterback, if Nick Foles had lost, you guys would be crucifying him. There would be no buts, there would be no ands. Y'all would be talking about how he is not a sore loser. Tom Brady is the worst.
Where do you get this perception that we are Tom Brady fans?
I know. It's weird.
Where did that come from?
Let me tell you why.
Last 10 minutes.
You think I'm a Tom Brady fan?
No, but you're defending him for not shaking his hand.
No, I don't think you're a Tom Brady. I don't think you're a Tom Brady fan.
Right.
But what I do think you're doing, anytime you make a statement, then you say, but you're making an excuse for him. There is no but. Either he did it or he didn't. Either he did it or he didn't. He didn't do it.
The reason I said but is because there are pictures and stories of him shaking other players' hands for the Eagles.
We're not talking about other people. We're not talking about other people playing.
I get it.
Other people's hands.
I get it.
Maybe he didn't look again,
for Foles. But hold on. I'm just saying it's a possibility. He looked for Foles for a quick second, didn't see him. It was madness, and he got off the field. He's got the media surrounding him. I'm just saying you got to give him a fair chance.
Quarterbacks were able to find Brady with the madness and chaos.
Well, that's different.
Right, Brady's exactly.
Won the Super Bowl. That's different.
Cut it out, guys. Come on. Cut it out.
I'm just not going to go as far as to say he's a sore loser. I don't know that.
Oh, my God. What?
I would think he's probably a sore loser because he's uber competitive. But I would say that if anybody.
So everyone's a sore loser when they lose?
No. Everyone that's uber competitive.
I mean, just the photographic evidence. Peyton Manning wasn't a sore loser. He found Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson wasn't a sore loser. He found Tom Brady. Cam Newton, not a sore loser. He found Peyton Manning, and they're joking. And Matt Ryan, that was a heartbreak. He found Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe those guys are just better guys than Tom Brady.
Brady finds the quarterbacks when he wins.
That's what it sounds like. Well, you know what?
Based on that.
I don't care. I don't care if you shake hands after the game. I couldn't care less.
I think he doesn't matter.
Do we know for a fact he did not shake Eli's hands in those two Super Bowl losses? We know
well,
that
there's
a fact.
There's one that Eli's being swarmed by the media, and that was the excuse that Brady couldn't get to him.
All right.
And the other one, I read that no one could find any photos of it.
I mean, for some reason, now I'm a Tom Brady fan. I got a number 12 jersey in my basement. Framed. Signed.
Apparently so. You love Tom Brady.
That's unbelievable.
You love TB12. You love him. He's your guy.
I don't like anybody that plays for the Pats. None of them.
You like a former Pat. Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what? You do like the Red Sox.
Right.
Like Boston.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, Jay Beagle will join us at 8:40 for the morning skate as we talk Washington Capitals.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm getting all kinds of texts on the zip line.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I mean, people are just bitter. By the way, remember, pre-AFC Championship, when Brady ran on the field and told the camera guy to get the F-ball out of his face and did it twice?
Sure.
I killed Brady
for
that.
Yeah, we attacked him.
I killed him.
That was a classless move.
That was a classless move, even being a D-bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, does anybody here actually think Tom Brady's like some great guy?
I don't
know.
I have no idea.
No, but he's generally seen by the media as a darling.
Oh, I don't think so. Because I don't think of him that way.
I know so. I watch games. Watch announcers. It's where they praise him. Constantly.
I think they praise him for his play
on
the field.
It's fine,
yeah.
But they never assassinate his character. They don't.
Or it does. So when you're watching a game, because I don't study this. So when you're watching a game with Cam Newton, you're saying the game announcers will club his character?
Game announcers after the game, when you watch some of the shows, it becomes
a topic.
Well,
that's different.
Okay.
Let's compare apples to apples.
Brady's personality is never a topic on PTI.
Well, he's also much more accomplished than Cam Newton. That could be part of
the
preferential treatment.
I understand that.
So
just saying,
I don't think you can compare the characters, honestly. Cam Newton's seen by his peers as being a jerk. Just read some of the stories about when he was playing in Pro Bowls, and he was big time in everybody.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you can compare them. Now, maybe you could kill Brady for not doing this with Foles. I don't know what happened on the field. No idea. If he didn't shake Foles' hand because he was bitter he lost, okay, well, that's a mark on him. But don't compare Brady's character to Cam Newton's. Don't do it.
I don't know.
That's not fair.
I don't know that they're that much different. I think they're both jerks.
Oh, come on.
I think Cam gets a little bit of a bad rap, though, because I think he gets a bad rap for his football thing. I think he's super charitable.
Who?
Cam Newton.
Brady might be
a lot of these guys are charitable.
Brady might be a jerk, but he's not on Cam's level.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't think of it that way, I guess.
Well, you see Cam Newton act the way he does in
press
conferences.
Yeah, I think he's a douche.
He's a baby.
But I also think Tom is, too.
I guess Peyton got killed because here it says Peyton pulled a Cam after Super Bowl 46. He blew off the Saints' handshake.
So he didn't even go shake Drew Brees' hand then? Didn't even do the quarterback?
He sprinted off the field right into the tunnel.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these uber competitive guys, I'm not surprised at all.
He matured because he did shake Russell Wilson's hand. Later.
Yeah.
We got blasted in that Super Bowl.
I think a lot of it does depend on the circumstance. What's convenient? If it's nearby, they do it.
It's one thing if Brady sprinted off the field and didn't say anything to any Eagles players.
Right.
Just sprinted off like a baby because he lost. But I don't think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
My mic. maybe he didn't see Foles. Okay, right. That's one thing. But if he saw other players and gave him hugs and handshakes and said congratulations, he doesn't get a point for that?
Here's what Peyton said after the Saints loss in the Super Bowl. He said, I'll certainly talk to Drew. I certainly know how it was 3 years ago when we won. There's not much consolation for the guys who didn't win. There's the stage getting set up, and there's a celebration. That's the time for the Saints to celebrate. It's their field. They deserve the moment. I certainly congratulate all their players, organization. I'll speak to Drew Brees, speak to Sean Payton. They deserve all the credit. So who knows? And he did say after they won the Super Bowl that Newton was extremely humble after the game. It's just something that now all of a sudden all eyes are on this after the games.
It's weird.
I know. I have
nothing
watched,
else to talk about, I guess.
I have watched and paid attention in the NBA a lot to those sort of things.
Well, that's weird, too, because the NBA's, they just walk away.
Right.
Sometimes
well,
they'll
even
give
an
each
NBA
other
championship?
A pound.
Even in an NBA championship?
I don't know.
Well, there was like a little controversy.
Didn't LeBron walk off that one year?
That's different. I mean, that's different.
The year that the Mavericks upset the Heat
right.
in the finals, Dirk like left for a while. And he said because he kind of wanted to cry by himself, I guess not on camera or something.
Right.
He left. But I also thought he was bitter because do you remember LeBron and Wade mocked him because he was sick in game four?
I do remember that.
They did like a goofy thing behind the scenes where the cameras had him
coughing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he got the last laugh, didn't he?
In 2000, was that 2006? Something yeah. like that was a long time ago. Not that far. 2010, I don't know.
Everybody's getting a case of the feels about the handshake.
I don't
Everybody
think it's that big of a deal.
I don't think it is either.
Isn't there something else going on?
I will say this. I know like when I lose a golf match, this is stupid. If I lose a golf match, I don't like shaking the other person's hand. I'm so competitive. I do it. Of course, I'm not going to not do it, but it's painful. I don't like to do it. Does it affect
you? It's hard to congratulate the winner.
It's hard being a loser.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But like you said, you do it.
You do. Of course you do it. Or like
yeah,
you, lose
you don't feel great about
like
it.
Like you lose a tennis match or something and you got to go shake the other guy's hand. Sucks.
I mean, I got buddies who won't do it.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, they'll do it, but they'll be really pissed.
Right.
And they'll blame you or they'll blame the course or...
Right. I don't like...
They'll blame pin placements.
Right. I don't like shaking hands.
Or the design of the greens. Yeah. I mean, they'll blame everything.
Hey, when somebody runs me down tomorrow night in the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor, I'll walk over, give them the lanyard, ship them the $300, the chips. I'll shake their hand.
Very
right.
nice.
Right.
That's what you do.
A little more info on Brady's history. See, look, the reason why you don't see Brady as a sore loser... Is he very rarely right. loses?
Usually wins.
Right.
Usually wins it all.
But when they did lose 21-17 to the Giants, media said they had to wait for nearly an hour to interview Brady because he stayed in the Patriots locker room.
Yeah, pissed off.
Let's go to Al in D.C. Al, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's like this. Look, I don't like New England either, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Brady is a bad boy. And anybody that call in and say that he a sore loser, so what? Brady, he can be a sore loser, much as he win. But Cam Newton is the worst I ever seen in my life. And I'm 56-something years old. Mm. I can't stand the guy. Mm. The guy out like a punk when he loses. He cheerleads like a girl when he wins. He looked like a giant leprechaun. So don't tell me nobody should ever compare Brady to damn Cam Newton. Because I know, you know what, Brady shouldn't shake our hand. Take your ass on the locker room and take it like a man.
A giant
That's all
leprechaun.
I got to say, brothers.
All right, thank you.
Like
thank
Brian
you, Al. Appreciate
Scalabrini
it, buddy.
Being a giant leprechaun, but hey. Not Cam Newton.
He's going with the verse leprechaun. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm just looking for a tall ginger.
Right.
Cakes.
All right, let's go to Ken in Waldorf. Ken, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
here's my thing with regard to Brady and Cam. Lurch, when you say you can't compare the two because you think you feel like Brady doesn't have the same D-bag tendencies as Cam, I think that's what people are saying is that they do have the same D-bag tendencies, but because he's Brady, no one talks about it as much as they do with Cam.
Agreed.
And that is the double standard that people are tossing about.
I just don't think it's on Cam's level. You've seen Cam act like a little child multiple
times.
I don't think you can compare the two. And there are multiple stories about Cam Newton, big time, and other players at Pro Bowls and at other Super Bowl events And I don't think Brady would ever do that. But, you know, maybe you have a different opinion.
I grant you that. But I wonder if Brady does those things, do people even talk about it because he's Brady?
Well,
there might be some truth to that. But
remember I just told the story. When he was acting like a child on the field because the cameras were in his face before the Jacksonville game, the AFC Championship game, I didn't think that was right, and I killed him for it.
No, so did I.
Yeah. And so did Eric. So yeah. But it's not like I don't give him a pass like other people do.
But the national media basically didn't touch that.
No, they should have.
And if it was Cam, it becomes a topic on all those NFL shows for a week. Just does.
Yeah. Well, they should have.
Well, why is that, though?
They should have.
Because Brady's generally a media darling.
Or because Cam has kind of earned that. I'm not disagreeing with you that Brady is loved amongst the media. He probably is. But Cam has earned whatever criticism he gets.
Right. All right. Let's go to Brian, Virginia Beach. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brian. Hey.
A couple things. Man, Lurch, you're going to need an emergency room. You're getting pounded this morning. But
hey, I'm holding my own, buddy. I'm holding my own.
Damn right you are.
These guys are all wrong. Right. I'm sorry. They're just wrong. But go ahead.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. On the Super Bowl with Cam, I know, you know, at the very end of that game when he fumbled, and he was, you know, getting pounded for not even attempting to go after that fumble, you know, at the end of the game. So there was already in the media sour, you know, I guess things against him before, you know, there was a shake at the press conference, you know, he and then from college on, you know, he's had issues, you know, outside of the white lines, you know, and I think that adds up to, you know, what, you know, you've built up over the years, a reputation. And with Brady, if he's a jerk, you know, in between the lines to his own teammates, you know, to the other team, if that's the case, being unsportsmanlike or whatever after a game, that's the fire of a guy who's been there 8 times and, you know, all the accolades, the greatest of all time. And that's generally what we talk about at each sport, Jordan, things like that. I mean, Jordan would punch his own teammates.
Yeah, Jordan, terrible, I mean, you know, terrible human.
Yeah,
Jordan's a terrible, you know, human.
Absolutely.
Just ask Kwame Brown. Not a good teammate, Kwame Brown.
I would never defend Jordan's character. Never. Ever, ever,
but
ever.
But I do love him. I think Tiger's a terrible human, but I do love to watch him play.
Yeah, but the way it's portrayed for Jordan, for example, was he just wants to win more than anybody. He's more competitive than anybody. Well, it's not he's a bad teammate.
I don't know if he's a bad teammate.
That's probably true, but I would never defend the character on how he treated people.
I think he's a bad guy. I think Michael Jordan is a bad guy.
Probably is, yes.
I've heard a lot of stories. We've all heard stories.
But like you said, the greatness kind of, you kind of earn that credit, I guess, with when you're great.
Tiger Woods is a bad guy.
Maybe Tom Brady has earned a lot of that, but I don't see the comparisons with Cam Newton.
Huh.
I don't care if he shook Peyton's hand. The way he's acted after some games, after some losses, what he's done in his past, how he's treated people, I'm not going to compare.
You know, the comparison is just post-Super Bowl loss behavior. Recent post-Super Bowl loss behavior.
The other guy who I think is bad guy, Jason Wirth. Don't get dice. Bad
Well, you don't have to worry about him anymore.
Bad
he's
guy.
He's a distant memory.
Just a big, giant bully.
He's just growing. All he's doing now is growing like organic soybeans on his farm.
But see, with Worth, I've heard that if you know, you really know
him,
he's
a great
dude.
That's true of all these guys. Yeah. That's true of all these guys. Like, that's, if you were Darryl Walker, you loved Michael Jordan.
But to the media, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Did they say that about Dan Snyder, too?
Larry said that. Larry's the only guy that says you love him, just have a beer with him.
Or
Larry was one, Danny Smith was the other. Now, both of them were employees of Dan Snyder.
Of course.
I don't know if Danny Smith would tell me that now, but.
Dan Snyder, bad guy.
He told me that years ago.
Yeah. He gets a bad rap. All right, remember, coming up at 8:40, we will talk some Washington Capitals. Jay Beagle will join us right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals joins us in an hour. But right now, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, which is brought to you by our friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helppurpleheart.com. And we mentioned this earlier in the show during the sports page. Malcolm Butler, the story of his benching. More details are coming out. Although Bill Belichick says they put the best players on the field, it appears that the former Pro Bowl cornerback who won the Super Bowl against the Seahawks with the interception and played in 97.8% of the snaps defensively throughout the year may have been benched for several reasons. Reports are that he violated curfew and may have been smoking some weed.
Justin, doesn't make sense to just bench him because you thought there was a better matchup with Eric Rowe playing.
Right.
There was always something to it. I guess we don't know the full story. Maybe we will never know the full story. I don't know. But it makes sense that he was benched because of something that he did during the week.
Yeah, it's poor
timing.
I mean,
Malcolm Butler.
However it happens.
I'm sorry, Malcolm Butler is your best corner. I don't care if he had a bad year. He's your best corner. If you're going against a team that has threats like Alshon Jeffrey and Aguilar and Torrey Smith and Ertz, you're going to play him. I mean, those guys that were backing him up, they were getting roasted all game long.
Yep. Couple of
getting beat.
Social media Super Bowl tidbits.
Okay.
Chris Long, defensive end for the Eagles, who won a Super Bowl with the Patriots the year before, called out Chris Collinsworth on social media.
He did?
Because Collinsworth
about the catch
identified Chris Long's responsibilities on the reverse pass by the Patriots, which Tom Brady ultimately dropped.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Collinsworth said Long
was
should have been covering Tom Brady. And Chris Long took to social media and said he thought it was my job to run with Tom Brady on a quarterback wheel route on a reverse pass. LMAO, laughing my ass off.
Right.
Any response from Collinsworth?
I don't know if Collinsworth's even on social media. Oh. I doubt. Why would you worry about it if it's Collinsworth?
I respect him.
That's
more.
That's your kind
I mean,
of guy.
He might be. Right. I don't know. I don't know that he responded
it. He probably is.
And I think Long was also upset that Collinsworth thought that the Zach Ertz play may not have been a game-winning touchdown. I mean, I look at that to even think that it went to replay. He caught the ball on the 6-yard line.
And then
the 6-yard line.
He took three steps, and then he leapt
right
over the guy.
So essentially, 1, 2, 3, and then the fourth is the leap.
Right.
I mean, to actually say.
No, but he was very insistent also about the Clement one, too.
Yeah. Yes. So the ball was moving around in his hands, which
it
was.
A smidge, but that was a catch. He had it in control. It might have been moving the smidge that he had control of that. That was a touchdown. I thought the refs got those correct.
I thought so.
So yeah. Chris Long took to social media. As I said, I have a couple social media Super Bowl tidbits. Antonio Brown tweaked Tom Brady. He posted a picture, I think on his Instagram page, of the ball on the fingertips and Brady not pulling it in. And he mentions James Harrison in the post. He says, tell your guy, Tom Brady, I know he lost his trainer, so he may want to get those hands right. Mm. Hit me up this offseason.
While he's sitting at home watching the Pats play in the Super Bowl?
Again?
Pretty smart, Antonio. Good job.
Well, is it Antonio Brown's fault?
Is it his fault that they're at home?
Well, that his team collapsed.
It's his team's fault.
No, it's not his fault.
I mean, he
particular.
Made some incredible catches in
okay.
that game.
You know what?
Call.
Be
but
better.
When you're,
you
when
don't
you play
throw
for
people
a,
that are in the Super Bowl when you're not in the Super
when
Bowl.
When you play for
that's
a loser,
my stance.
When you can't beat the Patriots ever,
right.
You should just zip
yeah.
it. That's what I say.
Deshaun Watson shared also a social media video his first day running. Deshaun Watson would have been the rookie of the year this year. Everybody talked about Alvin Kamara.
No doubt.
Everybody talked about Kareem Hunt. There were some great offensive rookies this year. But Deshaun, I think he had like 19 touchdowns in 7 games?
When he shredded his knee. When he shredded his knee, obviously awful for him, but it was a death blow for fantasy football owners who were envisioning championships with him delivering it. Because the way he was playing, he was delivering you like 45, 50 points a week.
JP, you're right.
He's unstoppable.
19 touchdowns in 7 games.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
19-8.
And I want to say it was really only 6.5 games because they had that half game with Tom Savage.
Right.
Right, right.
And then Bill O'Brien's like, what am I doing? What am I doing here?
Six starts, 19 touchdowns.
Yes.
Sick.
Yeah, he was on pace for some big numbers. Like to have him on the old fantasy squad next year.
I saw the Seattle matchup. I said, well, he can't continue his hot ways in Seattle. I think he threw for like 400 yards in that game. I mean, it was absurd.
There were rumors that Bill Belichick would be stepping down. Doesn't seem to be any validity there. Josh McDaniels has indicated he will follow through as the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. So you have Matt Patricia, who I think was officially announced yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Detroit's probably regretting that hire after the Super Bowl.
No, please. This is one game.
They might be.
I don't think they're regretting the hire.
You think Patricia's going to be successful in Detroit?
Not sure. Never seen him as a head guy before.
I say no.
I've never seen him use that pencil.
First of all, most people in Detroit go there and they're not successful.
You're pretty much right.
Is he going to shave ever? You think he's ever going to shave?
That's his look. Supposedly, backwards hat, beard.
I know the dimples. I've heard that.
Yeah, he's got bad skin or something.
Was it? Oh, I heard it was because he has big dimples. Didn't someone tell us that?
Yes, somebody called in.
Dimples are a positive trait.
Usually a positive. Dimples.
Maybe he's self-conscious.
The Raiders cut former Washington Redskins cornerback David Amerson.
Yeah, like a year and a half after they gave him a big fat deal. Released him.
Maybe.
Didn't have a good year?
Maybe we bring him back. He had a good year 2 years ago. Remember that. Yeah. Can obviously still play a little bit.
Got to replace Fuller.
Got to replace Fuller. Got to replace Bree. Right.
Well, they could end up. They got some money now. They could.
That's what I thought. But everyone's like, no. They want.
Yeah, I think they want to move on from the Bree business. They want to get out of that business.
Yeah.
Breland Island.
Yeah, I think they want to move on.
Yeah.
But they do have high expectations and hopes for Fabian Moreau. But you know, see it. Believe it when we see it.
Right. Need to see him produce on the field.
Let me see who the top corners available in free agency are. They're Rickies.
How far away are we from the draft?
It's in
April.
Couple months.
And last story here on the Junkies Blitz, a Bengals defensive tackle, Josh Tupou, was arrested last Thursday. He was kicked out of a Colorado bar for being overly intoxicated. Problem there is he was on probation from a 2015 assault case, which didn't allow him to drink. He admitted to the cops he was drinking whiskey and beer. He was at the Bohemian Beer Garden in Boulder.
Mm. Cakesy, yeah. Spotrac has David Amerson as the number 2 ranked corner on the market.
Wow. So how does
he'll
this work?
He'll find a gig.
Oh, he'll definitely.
So how does this work with the contract and stuff? Because they gave him a big deal. They release him. If you pick him up within a certain window, you assume the deal, right? What is that window?
I don't know. What am I, a capologist?
Come on, Cakes. We've been doing this for a long time.
Well, you're asking the question. You clearly don't know either.
No, I know the rough parameters. The rough parameters, it seems to me, when a guy gets released like that, you have like a 24 or 48-hour window or whatever. Someone claims you, they assume the contract, right?
If they don't,
then you can sign them to a new deal, right? I think that's how it works.
Call Eric Schaefer.
Call Bruce Allen. Call your buddy.
That's too much effort.
Bruce.
We got 3 producers in there.
By the way, we didn't mention yesterday.
We have 2 producers and a peon. Come on.
We didn't mention yesterday that Scott McLuhan did take a job with the Browns.
That's right.
But not an exclusive job. He's just helping out.
He's a consultant.
Yeah. That's good. It's good for him. What happened with the lawsuit with the Skins? That is so on the down low.
Yeah, we got to find out.
He must have some sort of non-disclosure,
like he can't talk
about
it.
Isn't there someone we can talk to over there to give us some skinny?
No one's leaking.
Hey, we need a mole.
How come no one's leaking that? Where's Bruce Allen's big, dumb, open mouth when you need it?
I don't know. We need to find a source. Somebody with the loose lips inside Redskins Park.
Right. What's going on with that? I got to imagine Scott's going to win that. Maybe that's why.
Maybe here's what we do. I have an idea. We pull the Trojan horse on them. We all climb into a big, giant Coors Light can. And you put it right out in front of Redskins Park.
Yeah.
And Bruce Allen will walk out and say, hey, come on in, big Coors Light can. He brings it into the facility, and boom, we've breached the inner circle. I'm telling you, it's a great idea. It's a good idea for a bit, Valdez.
Send an expensive bottle of booze and put a bug in it.
Yes, exactly.
No, but he likes, the word on the street is he likes Coors Light, right?
Right.
That's what we've heard. So maybe, and Dan, I think, likes the Johnny Walker Blue.
So either a big Coors Light, like inflatable, or we bring like a Coors Light beer truck, and when everybody's distracted by the beer truck, then we go inside and we plant the bug. I'm telling you, it's genius. We're working with something here.
Right.
Work with me, fellas.
Oh, also mark this down on your calendar. It's not the exact date, but they expect the NFL schedule release to be between the 17th and 19th of April.
So
it's just a couple months away from going through the wins and losses yes. for the Redskins.
Of course.
For the first time.
It's an annual Junks tradition.
I can't wait.
And eight and seven and nine.
I don't have to worry about picking the Skins in prime time. That's all in the rear view at this point. It's all good.
Bick, you know what your boy Alex Smith's doing this weekend?
What is he doing? Oh, he's playing in the AT&T. He's
playing the Pebble, Pro-Am.
I was thinking, how much do you think you'd have to bribe Tiger to play in that?
Oh, he hates it.
Right?
You know, Rory's playing for the first time ever.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think he might. I think Rory, to be honest with you, is kind of a douche, too.
Rory?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's just the vibe I get.
Strikes me as kind of a good guy. Like, it's you'd John's like to have a guy. Beer or two with him.
John who?
Feinstein. Loves Rory Mallard.
Yeah, I know. He says that there's a lot of parts to him that are nice, but there's also some douchey parts to him. He's not just all silly like me.
Is anyone universally liked?
I think Ricky Fowler is buddy and I were talking about it.
Ricky
is just
as a person.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like those
he's
young
soft
guys.
As toilet paper on Sundays.
Fine. He doesn't win enough. But as far as being a good guy and easy to root for, he's the easiest of that pack of McElroy, Spieth.
Believe me, I was MFing him on Sunday.
Oh, you are? You're killing him?
Yeah.
You got a lot of Ricky shares.
Well, I mean, there's a reason he's 0-for-8 with 54 hole leads.
Yeah.
That's just not a fluky number.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that part.
You have that stat ready to go for Ricky.
Can't handle the pressure.
Kuchar. Everyone loves Kuchar.
Kuch seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
What about Fig Jam, Phil?
Oh, very controversial. A lot of people
don't
like
him. He's a superstar out there.
It's a great nickname.
The fans love him out there.
I think, it depends. Like, if the camera's on you, I think Phil lights up.
In case you don't know what Fig Jam stands for, it's F, I'm good, just ask me.
Right.
Fig Jam.
Right. I think it might be great, but
whatever.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, he is great.
Is he the only one that has that nickname? Is that the derivation of that nickname?
I don't know.
The first noise I've ever heard was about Phil Mickelson.
Right.
He pretty much owns it.
We had a golf writer on years ago.
It was Alan Shipnuck.
Shipnuck, yeah.
Yeah, they talked about he took him behind a shed and like threatened to beat his ass.
Correct.
I will beat your ass, Mr. Shipnuck.
Too
I'll strangle you with my
car. But let me tell you something. Mickelson would beat his ass. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Hold on.
Let me take off my Rolex before I strangle
golfer.
You.
How tough are golfers? Come
on.
He's a big boy. He's a good athlete. He'll beat your ass.
He's got like country strong.
He'll beat your ass. 100%.
He's a big doughy golfer.
He's a little bit doughy, but
you're
he'll beat
a little
your
doughy
ass.
Radio host.
I'm not saying you wouldn't beat my ass.
Well, that's what you guys are arguing about.
He'd stop on you with his alligator skin golf shoes.
Yeah,
take that, you white trash redneck. Take some of that.
Funny.
All right, phone number you want to get touched with us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Same number if you want to pester Jason Bishop on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine.
They
Standard
are.
Message data charge may apply.
Bunch of
idiots. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.